Welcome to the Space Show, Lachlan.
Thank you, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Space Olympics, what's that?
The Space Olympics is one of the most hardest fought competitions on the planet. It's where young people, 14 to 18 year olds, compete on the world stage in mathematics, physics, science, computer programming with relevance to space and careers. Basically, these are the astronauts of the future.
So it's a bit like the physics and biology and chemistry Olympiads all rolled into one.
That's right. It actually takes the best of the best. All these kids that would otherwise compete in these other Olympiads focus totally on space. So if we want to get another Andy Thomas, there's a good chance they'll come from this team.
So how did you go about recruiting them?
We advertised all over Australia through scouts and guides for 14 to 18 year olds who had an interest in mathematics, physics and space. They had to write how they could use this towards their Queen's Scout or Guide Award, and also what it meant to them, the passion that was in there, how they could use it in teamwork, how they could use it, their skills back in the community. That was the teamworking side. The other component we looked for were the mathematics and their physics skills. They needed to be really top in maths and physics, so they had to provide their results, they had to provide an academic referee, i.e. their teacher, and we had to just have a look at how they'd actually performed over a number of years.
How many applicants did you get?
We ended up with something like about 60 applicants, and we chose 10 to go.
And you had some preparatory work beforehand?
Yes, we've had a full training camp here at the Victorian Space Science Education Centre, and that's a fantastic venue. It gives the kids a chance to have specialised space training, which they couldn't get anywhere else in Australia. And the Victorian Space Science Education Centre is like the Australian Institute of Sport is to our Olympic track athletes. It gives us that edge over anyone else in the world. So I think we'll do very well.
So you've selected a team of 10?
That's correct.
Yeah. And when do you head off?
We actually depart on the 18th of October, and we'll go to Star City, or Korolev, where the competition judges are all cosmonauts and space scientists. It's a fantastic opportunity for these kids.
What's Star City?
Star City is the home of the Russian space industry. It is where it all started. It's where they train the cosmonauts. It's where they actually do a lot of the design work for all the spacecraft. Your Soyuz space vehicle came out of there. All the cosmonauts have gone through their training there. The European Space Agency even uses it as a training centre.
That's going to be quite a buzz going there then, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a dream of a lifetime, and I always wish I was one of the competitors.
And when they get there, what exactly will they be doing?
It's pretty grueling. We have the usual ceremonies, which is nice and relaxing, but then what's before them is a four-hour mathematics exam, and no punches pulled, and it's real maths. And it's put in a way that you have to actually apply it to the real world. For example, if you've got a spacecraft, you want to launch a spacecraft from Earth to Mars, you'll be told that the orbit of Mars is 2 years around the Sun, Earth one, Mars is here, Earth is here, and the Sun is here. Plot the shortest, safest route so that only this amount of radiation or less will penetrate the spacecraft on the voyage. And it's up to you how you solve it. So it's really teaching you, and you demonstrate how to use mathematics in the correct way, quite different to how you'd see it in the classroom.
These are the sort of problems that real space planners have to do, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The all the people at ESO in the Space Operations Office in Germany for the European Space Agency, and at Houston, Texas for NASA, these people would do the same calculations of what these kids are doing. It's absolutely a fantastic experience for them.
How many people do you expect to be competing overall from around the world?
There's 26 to 28 nations will be represented and over 400 competitors.
So you're up against some pretty stiff opposition.
Oh, yes. But we've tried to stack things a little bit in our favour. The Governor General, His Excellency Michael Jeffrey, helped us recruit our coach from the European Space Agency, Anne Brumford. She coached the British team over the last 4 years. They won the physics gold medal 2 years ago. So she's got some runs on the board, and that'll help us. Plus, we've got VSEC, which has helped us train the kids. So I think we'll give it a good run for our money.